These liquor bottles, called Dutch onions because of their origin and shape, are the oldest in the National Bottle Museum's collection. They were made by hand in the early 1700s. The milk bottles are the most recent additions, produced by modern techniques a few years ago. Most of the more than 2,000 bottles in various colors, shapes, and sizes were crafted with hand tools in the 1800s. Bottle number 32 was made in the early 1890s. Gary Moeller is the museum's director.
That's your first Coca-Cola soft drink bottle. The first company that bottled it as a soft drink was the Biedenhorn Candy Company of Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Some bottles bear the owner's names, giving a hint about the early value of recycling.
Because having the bottles made cost a lot of money, so they wanted them back so they could use them over and over again.
Some bottles here have never held anything. They are collectibles and often feature famous politicians or entertainers.
These bottles are commemoration of the 1972 presidential campaign. Elephant one has Richard Nixon on one side and Spiro Tiagna, who is vice president, on the other side. The two donkey-shaped ones are for the Democratic Party.
The historic building that houses the museum is situated in what was a flourishing resort community in the 1800s, with many popular mineral water springs. Now, there are only two left.
Actually, in the 1800s, across the street from the museum, stood what in its day was one of the largest resort hotels in the United States, the Sans Souci Hotel. And my understanding is the Sans Souci had four running springs in the hotel.
Moeller says during the peak of its popularity, millions of bottles for the spring water were produced each year in Saratoga County alone and sent throughout the world. The bottles were made exclusively with hand tools and human lung power until the automatic bottle machine was invented in 1903. Peter Nash, who came with his son, has been collecting bottles for years.
I have recreated an old-time bar in Boston. Most of the bottles I have are either whiskeys or rums that were from, you know, back 1910, 1920 era. I try to collect the ones that were used in the bar back then.
This was William's first visit.
I was surprised to see all these bottles and some of the big ones and the little ones. I liked a lot of the little ones. And it's kind of a big, giant, fat one over there.
Visitors can also view the hand tools and blowpipes, the molds used to shape bottles, and some whimsical glass sculptures the workers created at the end of their shifts.
On a regular basis, people will wander into the museum knowing absolutely nothing about what the museum is here for, what we are showing people. Some of those people end up staying for a long time.